good vibrations. Yes. Yes. It's time to connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. Tom Edison, yes. And this is Connect the Dots Radio Show on the BBS Radio Network. I call it Radio Free America because we can speak freely here. I can say things I could never say on ABC, AM radio, but so be it. There's an interesting thing. I hope a lot of you people go on Twitter, not so much for the nonsense that goes on there or the Elon Musk version of it or whatever. But there's so much intelligent, informative information being revealed every day on Twitter. You just got to know what people to follow. And actually, the machines, the AI intelligence that runs the whole apparatus, they pay attention to what you look at, and they'll give you things sometimes that you didn't know about, but they were in the line of thinking that what the machines are recording that you're paying attention to. I follow a lot of the starseeds, which are, they are loaded with invaluable information. And every once in a while, the machines bring something up related to the coming of the event, the fifth dimensional Earth, and things related to science, because I'm interested in that, and I follow those people sometimes. And somebody came up with a recently I didn't know about, but I paid attention to one thing. He had a drop of mercury on a plate of aluminum, and he vibrated the plate, and eight-pointed stars started showing up, a drop of mercury, it's circular. And when he vibrated the aluminum sheet that it was sitting on, an aluminum plate, the drop of mercury took on the shape from a circular, spherical shape. It took on the shape of an eight-pointed star with an eight-pointed star inside of it, the eight-pointed star. And just flashing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then today the machines gave me another thing from this guy who's a scientist, and it showed where the six-pointed star comes from. And again, he's doing these frequency experiments with drops of mercury. And that was interesting. So there's a lot of interesting things we can learn from drops of mercury and subjected to different vibrations, different frequencies. Well, while we're talking about frequency, this is planet Earth. Did you know that? Well, the frequency of planet Earth is changing. That's what they talk about. If you're aware about the third dimensional Earth moving up into the fifth dimensional Earth, it has to do with an increase in frequencies. It's in the process of happening right now. And the purpose of all that is to, basically, it's a time for change. It's a time for the end of evil. And we're the last stronghold of evil in the universe here on planet Earth. And once the, why was the Earth moving not to the fourth dimension, but straight up to the fifth? Because we have to get enough frequencies where these evil creatures walking around our planet cannot follow us and cannot exist on the new Earth. Of course, it's important for us as individuals to raise our frequency, too. I mean, the big plan is the whole planet is supposed to ascend. But there might be some diehards here that want to hold on to the old way, don't want to give up the hate and anger and all of the bad vibrations themselves, and they won't be joining us on the new Earth. They'll be taken away somewhere else where they can, pursue the negative frequencies more. Well, good luck to them. But most of us, our bodies are being worked on while we sleep to upgrade us, to open up the dormant chakras. Yeah, we're being worked on. We have plenty of galactic brothers and sisters out there helping us for this big changeover that's going to happen, and it has to happen within the next 2 years. If it doesn't happen within the next 2 years, I'll admit everybody was lying, okay? That's how positive I am, but if it so be it, I'll deal with it. I'll cross that bridge when we get there. But it's going to happen within the next 2 years. I'm pretty sure of it, because I've been following this for, 4 or 5 years now. And there's other things that we can be doing. We can be doing a lot of things for ourselves, and we should be doing things. One thing is to declare our sovereignty. Yeah, it's important to do that. You know, it's been said that the evil negative dark forces from other planets turn Earth into a prison planet, thousands upon thousands of years ago. And they began controlling us, and they began restricting who could come to Earth. They were tricking people or coercing people that wanted to incarnate, souls that wanted to incarnate on Earth and in the flesh and blood body, coercing them that we're not going to let you in, because we control this planet unless you sign some agreements and have some agreements with us. First, we want to erase your memory of where you were beforehand and how many people actually remember where that came from. So I guess we've all had been put through the mill on that one, but it's time to not play along with the ways of the dark side. I mean, if that was the only way to get into incarnated Earth in the recent times because of all the restrictions and the electronic fences, they could actually block you from incarnating. Supposedly, it's been said that's the way it is, that's the way it was, and that's the way it's not going to be. But so some of us might have been tricked into agreeing to certain things that are, we should have never been tricked into, but our desire to come here, we played along with it, But it's time to end all that, and the quickest way for anybody to end it personally is to speak it out loud, a declaration of sovereignty. And so I was just going to just get into it right here and give you an example. There's a three-part declaration of sovereignty by someone on Twitter whose hashtag is TorianLight888. I'm telling you, there's a lot of great things you can find on Twitter. Forget all the nonsense that goes on there, but Declaration of Sovereignty, Part 1, it says, so you can get an idea, it suggests that, I'm going to read it to you, so that imagine speaking this out loud, because speaking it out loud, you are declaring your sovereignty. And here's part one. We, the sovereign people of planet Earth and Gaia, do not give you, the invisible dark forces, beings, and other bad entities, permission to control us in any form imaginable. We do not give you permission to use humanity to war against each other or poison our food and water supplies or poison us with chemicals that harm our human body, harm animals, and harm the environment. No, we do not give you permission to do this. That's part one. And then you would follow that up with, part two. I hope you're getting the idea. You can write the, make up your own Declaration of Sovereignty, but I'm just going to finish this one. The Declaration of Sovereignty, part two. We the people do not give you permission to hold our sovereignty from us or to govern us through heads of state that profit from the people energetically, physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually. Sounds like our government, right? We the people now take our planet Earth back under our command, our control, for the betterment of all humanity on Earth, and demand you, the dark forces, to leave this planet immediately. And Declaration of Sovereignty, Part 3. We, the people of Earth, now take back our home and evict all negative energies, beings, and dark forces that still reside here on Earth. By the power of the laws of the universe, we command you to leave now. Earth is now a frequency of light that no longer allows lower and negative frequencies to inhabit the surface nor any region under the surface of our planet. All beings who do not vibrate a higher frequency of positive, loving energy for all, we command you to leave now. Leave this planet forever. Leave us in peace. Leave the waters of our universe, for your presence here is no longer agreed upon. And so it is, as I have spoken. And so that's the idea. And, you know, I've read other declarations of sovereignty. Some of them say, we negate all contracts we might have signed in ignorance. You know, we negate this, we negate that. We, you know, you have no power over us anymore. But they're out there on Twitter, declarations of sovereignty. And like I said, you can make your own them. But it's an important thing to do, and it's important to speak it out loud. The more of us that do this, the collective message begins to whittle away the power of the dark forces, the ones who make life miserable for us. We don't want them here. They're going to get removed anyhow, and that's what the upcoming event is all about. When our benevolent galactic brothers and sisters land their spacecraft, you have 52 star nations, I hear, from different parts of the universe. They're all in our solar system waiting. You know, this is the drama of a lifetime here. This is like live TV, what's happening here on Earth. Everyone wants to see the bad guys kicked out, removed, and taken to the central sun where they get tossed in. And no trace of them or memory of them will ever exist. So it's going to happen, and it'll probably drag out until the last month, which will be the beginning of July of 2025. Hopefully it will happen sooner, but we can help make it sooner by doing these declarations of sovereignty, by participating in the mass meditations. I participated in several of them that were deciding factors to move things along in the essence of victory of the light representing the good guys, you know? And victory of the light has already been declared. It's just getting the rest of these stragglers, these no-good so-and-sos off our planet here, which is taking time because they've, like, booby-trapped our planet. They've sabotaged it, and they're still holding certain hostages, certain portions of humanity, the children in the underground bases, you know, the abducted children and stuff like that. And of course, we want the ETs to come here soon and give us full disclosure. Those of us that are aware about how this world is run by evil governments that are controlled by the New World Order, and the New World Order is controlled by the evil dark forces. Yeah, our world is actually controlled by creatures from other worlds, and it's been that way for a long time, and they have their pawns here, known as the Illuminati, other famous people now known as BlackRock. And, you know, the bankers, et cetera, et cetera. The people we see and imagine they're running the show, but then they think they're running the show, but they're not. They've been, you know, they've been given a lot of power from behind the scenes, but, and they have a lot of money to bribe us and control us, and they have military people serving them and stuff like that. But this is all going to end. It's on its way ending now. The, you know, the war is over, really. The there's just going to be a few little skirmishes until the good guys land their craft here and meet us face to face and give us full disclosure of how badly we've been duped over the years. But, hey, this is Call-In Radio Show, and it's 888-627-6008. And if you happen to be in another country, over in Europe or some other part of the world, you have to use a direct number, 323-744-4831, and, of course, the prefix to get into America, whatever that may be from your location. The other one, toll-free number, hey, 888-627-6008. That's for U.S. and Canada. Yeah, we're almost like one country. hey, you know, there was a time you could drive into Canada, you know, and no big deal, you know. The guy at the toll booth says, what are you coming here for? Yeah, you know, just to look around and sightsee. Okay, go ahead. And that was basically it, you know. Now I think you need some special driver's license, or even may even need a passport now, the way things have gone. It's that crazy. But and it is pretty much like the U.S. They still sell motor oil over there. They still sell gasoline, I think, in Esso stations. they never changed over to Exxon. And but, hey, I could be wrong. Maybe they finally changed over. Who knows? Here's a mystery question for the night. Yeah, can somebody explain you have to answer the mystery question. You have to call in and give the answer. Explain, you know, I've been hearing it for years now. We're living in a hologram, and all these people keep saying that, but no, they never explain it, you know? I mean, I've seen real holograms here on Earth, you know? And hologram, basically, you can pass your hand through the image and, you know, see it. It's just an image floating in space. So how can that be? How can we be living in a hologram? We'd be passing our arms and legs through everything all the time, or they'd be passing through us or something. But nobody bothers to explain it. How can you say we're living in a hologram? You know, explain that, yeah, in common sense language. And unfortunately, nobody ever explains it. They just keep talking about it. We're living in a hologram, yeah, and we get to the fifth dimension, we'll still be in a hologram, because you got to be in a hologram to... No, that's not an explanation. That's just a statement. So if anybody can explain that in a way that makes sense, common sense, you know, we'd all love to hear that. Yeah, and there are more questions. mystery questions. What about the spark? I've talked about this many times. Does anybody know to explain what those little sparkling red lights, like tiny sparkling red Christmas tree lights, the real tiny ones? They're up in the sky all the time, but you have to shift your vision to see them. And only when your vision has expanded into the frequency that they're flashing at, will you see them. They're there all the time, you know? And, you know, for you to be able to shift your vision, well, you got to practice on that or find ways or techniques or tricks to do it. And everybody has to do their own search on that one, kind of. And but a good starting point, there's a book. You ever hear those things, books? Yeah, they still make them. I think they still have bookstores. Yeah, there's one left, I think, Barnes & Noble. There's a book called The Magic 3D Eye, or 3D Magic Eye. It's a popular book. And basically what they have is images hidden within images. And you'll eventually, if you look at these pictures long enough, you'll learn how to shift your vision to see what's hidden right in front of your face. Well, it's probably something similar to that, but anybody know what those sparkling red lights? They're up in the sky, they appear closer than stars, but there's not as many of them as stars in the sky. You know, for every 100 stars, there might be one there. But then there's one nearby. And so it looks like they're all over the sky, but they appear closer. So what are they? Mm-hmm. It's a tough question to answer. Another mystery question to answer. Yeah. So good luck. But, hey, I'd love to hear the answers to these things myself. I just know of the existence or heard of the existence. And so I just pass the info along. Well, let me tell you, and I don't know if you're paying attention to politics in America, but the... all the presidential candidates, not one of them is willing to talk the truth about the important things, like, you know, is the United States of America really back because President Trump signed a document, or are we still being ruled over by the United States Corporation? Now, there's a lot of good information that you can find out there on YouTube. There's a guy called David Street, and he's a straight guy, and he speaks straight to you, and he knows a lot about the corporation of the United States of America. The basic deal is, I think it's 1871, the United States borrowing money from the Civil War. And they didn't have the money to pay back, and the bankers thought, well, we'll give you an option, you know, form a corporation, and we'll do this and do that. And at that point in time, the laws got changed, and the people weren't aware what was going on. And the identity of us, and I'm just giving you the basic story, David Straits, the guy to hear it from, and... friend of his, Ben Barlow, also. Look him up. Google it. I mean, David Street. I don't even have to tell you you know how to spell that. And basically, they changed the definition of who you are. Apparently, the Constitution referred to you as a state national. They came up with the term citizen, which... and of course you played along with everything they told you. Government didn't let you in on the big secret that you are now being ruled by a corporation. Your elected officials were members of the corporation, and you were the corporate slaves. And then they came up with all these statues and you know, decrees and whatever they want to call them, rules. And the Supreme Court, David Strait says, the Supreme Court has clearly defined that state statutes and rules and regulations are not laws. They're corporate bylaws, and they don't really have to be obeyed. But, you know, everybody is in on the scam, including the police departments. And if you break those statutes, they're willing to arrest you and prosecute you, along with the whole legal system is corrupt. They know that what they are, that they're a corporation, but they don't want to, they all want to milk whatever they can out of you and keep you poor and keep you paying them money, because they get a kickback on that money that they extract from you. Yeah, you know how the business world works, and they're businessmen. It's a corporation, and states, it's a corporation, and just because President Trump signed some document and whatever relating to that, you have to check with David Strait on that one. They're still playing corporate bigwigs with your life, and the fact that your birth certificate, you don't really have the birth certificate. They keep it, and they give you a fake birth certificate that makes you a corporate entity or a corporate slave. And that, if you go along with it and accept it, who knew not to go along with this? They got you hook, line, and sinker. So none of the candidates are going to talk about this, none of them, including Trump. And none of them know how to solve the problems. You know, all they want to do is sing the party line, including Trump, you know? He's looking to be the Republican nominee. Well, let me tell you people, if you vote for a Democrat or Republican in the next election, you are a traitor. I don't mean to be rude or insulting, but you are a traitor, because these people are traitors. So why would you want, and the two political parties are traitors, they're part of the corporation scam that they've been working on you since 1871. And and they made all these horrible laws that put you in jeopardy from day one, basically. The you got to watch the David Strait videos. You'll find that. You'll find out in horror. But he has ways. Of course, you got to buy his seminar or something like that. Cost money to get that information, to get the details, how to do it right. Because to do guesswork and try to do it all on your own, it'd be very easy to screw up. But I know some people that have taught themselves this info, and they pull some real bundles. I know this guy who was working for a regular job as a post office, and he eventually figured out that, and told the post office, "No, I don't. You can't take out any more tax money out of my paycheck." And he went to court for it, and he beat the IRS in court, because he knew what to say and knew how to define what he was talking about. And how many people can do that? Not too many. Same guy went in court one day. I don't know what the hell the reason was, but he asked the judge one question. "Can you tell me, Your Honor, what court are we in here?" And the judge was shocked, didn't know what to say. So he just turned around, walked out of the courtroom, and that was the end of his case. The judge didn't even tell him to stop. So, you know, but he knew how to defend himself, and he knew that even if the judge called to him while he was walking out of the courtroom, he was going to continue walking out. Nobody stopped him. Judge didn't order that man arrested or anything like that, because it was the judge was so shocked he didn't want to reveal the truth, because the truth is, according to David Strait, that The courtroom that we refer is to the courtroom, you know, Perry Mason's courtroom. It's admiralty law, the lowest form of law. And so much for that. So what can I say that hasn't been said before? Well, I'll tell you what I can say. It's we need to start talking about spirits. Yeah, spirits. But before that, let me finish up with the politicians. So none of these clowns running for the Democrat or Republican Party, none of them, they're not going to do anything for you because they're willing to be part of the corrupt, one of the two biggest corrupt political parties of all time, you know? The only one worse than them is probably the Communist Party. You know, crooked parties, they're in with the scam. They're part of the corporation. They're not going to tell you the truth. And they don't listen to you. You know, most people still don't realize America was set up as a republic with representatives being the government, the federal government. Well, and the state governments, too. That's it. Republic. This is not a democracy, and it never was. We can maybe make it into democracy, but it'll be a lot of hard work. You know, it's not even close to a democracy. You know, in a republic, the elected representatives, and so you need to be thinking about who you're electing when you go out and vote. The elected representatives have all the power, and you have none. You know, they tell you, use your vote. Oh, it's a minor source of power. But it's not really power. You're still electing somebody who you elect will have all the power to represent you. But you won't have a voice after you elect them. And protests, forget about it, you know. Politicians now, they don't have to listen to protests. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you don't understand, but you need to understand. And you need to understand this upcoming election. You know, I came up with the greatest plan. You know, I've run in the past elections as a writing candidate. Any individual, if you were born here, yeah, and I was born here. Born in the USA, yeah. And that gives me the right to run for president of the United States. And I don't have to form a political party to run for president. I can run as a write-in candidate as an individual, and that's what I'm doing again in 2024. Now, if you're listening to my voice, I'm going to ask you to take the time when the show's over, go to BBS Radio and look up my show, Connect the Dots. I'm listed at midnight to 1 a.m. Central Time on the Saturday schedule. I'll be the last one on the Saturday schedule, Station 1, Connect the Dots. And it'll have my name there, Tom Edison. There's two columns. One says Connect the Dots, and then the other column says my name, Tom Edison. Well, click on that, and then you'll be able to find your way to my presidential website. I'm using the same one from the last election. I'm an independent. I hate political parties. And I've got solutions. And I want you to check it out, so, or you could just Google it, probably, 2020 President Tom Edison, you know? I made myself the president already just with that thing, 2020PresidentTomEdison.com. And you'll see the game plan I have that I think it's a great game plan. All I need is the participation of everyone, and everyone will get an experience of participating by writing in the name of the candidate. yes, I am running for president of the United States as a write-in candidate. So you have to write my name in. They're not going to have me listed separately at the polling booth. But I have such an easy name to remember. Tom Edison, kind of like the inventor, you know, the light bulb inventor and all that stuff. So it's an easy name to remember. And I'm asking every Democrat and every Republican, every registered Democrat, every registered Republican to vote for me. So there'll be somebody at the top position, President of the United States, who can fairly be fair in dealing with both the parties that hate each other, and I can talk them into getting along. You know, that's why one reason you don't even think of President Trump. Man, he had 4 years. He wasn't. He never once got them to agree with anything. You know, all he did was write executive orders. He doesn't have a clue how to get these two arguing parties together, but I do. I'll do it with the power of suggestion. It's a very powerful thing. You know, that's how that creature, that famous evil creature, the devil, that's how he gets his way with people, tricks them. The power of suggestion he uses. Yeah. Yeah, and there is a devil, too. It's not just a fictional character, but you would have to go searching a lot of books to find out who he is. His name is even known. I'm not going to mention it here because he doesn't deserve mentioning. But yeah, you know, his nickname is the devil. He's still here on Earth too, but he's only one of the bad guys. Some of these, there's probably even worse creatures from some of these other worlds that are still here, the dark forces. You know, even more evil than the devil. And they're the ones that are really running the show. yeah, all this is known, believe it or not. So anyhow, go to that website. You know, I'm using the same one from 2020 because, you know, I'm basically saying the same thing. The only thing new I'm saying this time is I'm asking every registered Democrat and every registered Republican to vote for me. Write my name in, you know? This way we'll all be uniting ourselves as Americans and we'll all know that it'll be a landslide election. I'll get close to 90, 95% of the votes and I'll win the election. Absolutely. And the, all the so-called electoral voters, they'll all be contacted before before the election night, and they'll be informed. Don't think of not listening to the will of the people, you know, especially when I'm planning on having a landslide victory, and you, all you Democrats and Republicans are going to help me do it. This will be a one glorious night. And we'll all get to party and have a good time. There won't be any losers, you know, except the clowns are trying to run under the Democrat or Republican tickets. They'll be losers. I mean, none of them are not qualified to order breakfast at a diner, including probably President Trump. You know, he never went to a regular diner in his life, born with a silver spoon. He cons you, he gathers great crowds because he's a con artist. But he's not a solution person. He had his chance and if he was so great, which he couldn't even get himself reelected. He stupidly allowed the Democrats to cheat him out of the election. So how smart is he? you know, he was a success in the beginning. People admire him for his, you know, his personality. But in the end, he turned out to be a loser. You know, he wasn't smart enough to have his bases covered, you know. And he wasn't smart enough to think, well, ask the Democrats to vote for him, too. Man, he wanted to play the us versus this game, and he backfired in his face. But I'm not looking to do that. I'm looking to unite the people here in America, and I'm looking to solve all the problems because I know the solutions to all the problems are already known. How come the Gladiator Trump didn't solve all the problems? Because he didn't know all the solutions already were known. So how smart is he, really? I mean, he loves to grandstand in front of the crowds and brag and stuff like that. But that isn't solving the problems, you know? That's why I didn't have to change my election thing, basically. I just added some new information that this election, I'm asking every Democrat and Republican to vote for me. It's a common sense plan. It's a great plan. It'll unite us together. And once I become the president, I will use the power of suggestion and get the Democrats and Republicans to start getting along, and I will cleverly fix things so they can't pull any of their stupid shenanigans again, like they always do. As long as they keep playing the us versus them game in the Congress, it's a logjam for eternity. That's why they're never going to get anything done. And they're so stupid, all of them. All of these people you've elected are stupid. They don't understand they're being ruled by dark forces from other worlds who rule the bankers and the globalists who give them the bribe money to do what they want them to do. Oh, man, I just had to say that. So check that out. You know, I'm a real person if you listen to my radio show. And I'm telling you, all the solutions to all the problems in the world are already known. You know, anybody that says they're not known, well, they're definitely not qualified to be the president of the United States. Definitely not. And since I'm the only one saying it, well, I guess that makes me the number one candidate. And smart enough to come up with the idea, well, you know, let's stop fighting as Democrats and Republicans. And, you know, let's let all the Democrat voters and the Republican voters vote for me. Then your vote won't be wasted. Then you can feel good about voting for somebody who knows all the solutions because they've been known for years, you know. Nobody, none of these guys are going to talk about the chemtrails. That's not a hard problem to solve if you're the president of the United States. You can just order the program ending, really. It's that simple. Why didn't Trump do that, huh? Forget about Biden. I mean, he's like, we don't even know if he's a human being, the guy was going to be. I hear they have, you know, three or four clone models, you know, Sleepy Joe. I can't remember my name. I don't know which way to walk. Those are the names of the other clones. And one works pretty proficiently. I think they've upgraded the latest clone model. And it's amazing, you know, that, he's a Biden Democrat. Well, aren't they ashamed? But they keep their mouths silent. I guess the bribe money is just too much to resist, you know. They're all getting bribed heavily to just shut up and let this clown be a total baboon, you know, and make all the wrong moves of what, of course, he's doing. Because he's a puppet that does what he's told. Aren't we all tired of this? Aren't we all tired of government and giving us the shaft, screwing us over, taking our money, cheating us out of our money, you know, not taking care of the real problems. You know, when I say all the solutions are known, solutions to the border problem is known too, but they don't want to solve it. They want to keep the insanity going. You know, solution to the Ukrainian war, that's known too. I'm not going to waste my time trying to solve that one for them. Well, they don't want to solve it to begin with, but I'll tell you one thing. I'll be promoting that a Democrat or Republic would never promote, and the money to the Ukraine. In fact, we'll start asking for the money back under my watch. You know, because I don't need the money laundering services of that jerk in Ukraine. You know, only the rich people need him. You know, and it's time we end all that crap. You know, we want to make every life nice, easy going. We want to spread the good vibrations around. We want everybody to have food and water and housing. And we don't want to, you know, end all these excessive taxes. We don't need all these fake three-letter organizations in the U.S. government. No. And I explained how to replace some of them. Visit my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. And now on to the spirits. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there's a picture. I've got this new video out on YouTube. It's called Beatlemania in America 2. We're talking the number 2. Beatlemania in America. I mean, I 6 months ago or 7 months ago, I did the Beatlemania in America. That's a 10-minute YouTube video. Which was pretty popular, but now I've got a shorter one, which makes it easier for people to see. It's called Beatlemania in America 2, and I use all capital letters on the word Beatle, you know, representing the Beatles, that famous band. So it's Beatlemania in America 2. It's only like 3 minutes and 43 seconds, I think. And it'll give you a feeling of the screening, definitely give you a feeling of the screening and probably the most historic night in rock and roll. When the it starts off with the Beatles at Shea Stadium and you hear the crowd roaring for, I leave that going for about 55 seconds. You know, so you can get a feel of what it was like to be there. The roar of the crowd that broke sound records everywhere that night. And it follows up by a closer look at a photograph from 1964, which captures dozens and dozens of spirit entities in the Paramount Theater in New York City. Yeah, the Beatles, it was September 20th, 1964, and there's a photograph floating around that, and when I took a look at it, and I says, whoa, this photograph has captured all these spirit orbs, beach ball-sized orbs floating around the ceiling, plus smaller ones that leave light trails wisping through the air. It's caught on a photograph, you know, a still photograph that somebody took and from the side of the stage or something like that. And they're there, and I, you know, enlarge some of the spots that make it so easy to see, and you'll see. You know, don't try to tell me they're not spirits. See, back in 1964, you know, people weren't aware that you can capture spirit beings that don't necessarily have bodies. They have consciousness and they're red, but they're energy, and they float around or sail around the air. They don't really have bodies. They're pure energy. And they show up as orbs or little white dots that sometimes leave trails as they wisp around. Or if they're just hovering, they'll show up on the photograph as dots. Well, so if you ever wanted to see a photograph of spirits, many spirits in a theater, and the Beatles were that popular and that apparently the word got around, and that they were... plenty of spirits were visiting the Beatles in their live performances, whether they knew it or not. But it's there, captured with the camera. And back there wasn't, back in 1964, digital technology was not available, so it was on real film. Somebody has the negative for that, but whatever. It's there in the video. And there's a narration behind it. And a few other little gems in there that are part of Beatlemania history. So check it out, as they say, you know. It's on YouTube.com, you know. You might even get it by just Googling it in the Google bar. You might go to YouTube.com in the search bar. Beatlemania in America 2. Because it's the second one I did. Hey, 3 minutes, 43 seconds. And there's about a minute of examining that photograph. And you will clearly see things that there is no other explanation for. You know, and it's quite known today that orbs can be captured with cameras. And other points of light can be captured with cameras, too. In fact, I have a video I put out there two years ago called White Dots and Light Trails. Yeah, another one of my YouTube videos, White Dots and Light Trails. You'll find it if you look for it on YouTube.com. And has a lot of pictures from taken over in England when they were tearing down all the old neighborhoods, I guess from back in the 50s to the early 60s. They were tearing all the old neighborhoods down in England to put up ugly apartment houses. And plenty of white dots captured on these photographs. And so I put some music behind it, and I called it White Dots and Light Trails. And if you watch that, you'll see white dots all over the place. And there is no other explanation for it. Plus, I've personally seen these things in person right here in the New York City area. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Certain events go on certain times of years. And if you go to these events, they the sky opens up, it unzips itself, and white dots start forming patterns in the sky, and they come down and they hover over the grass. In fact, there's one picture of that too at the end of that video. And it mentions my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Yeah. You can get it at Barnes & Noble, the 8.5 by 11 book, full-size photographs, that captures not only these white dots that hover, but it also captures other beings that sail through the night. Some of them have colors. I guess color has to do with the frequency. You know, every color has its frequency. Mm-hmm. And, there's like roughly 75 photos in that book, Connect the Dots Theory, you know. Doesn't matter if you read or not, but they're explaining, I explain what you're looking at in the photo. And if you're a scientist or an astronomer, you'll be really amazed at these photographs, or just even a regular person, because there's plenty of things zipping around at night that leave light trails. The camera can spot them. And the white dots that hover over the grass, you can see them if you're at one of these events in the wilderness when it happens. And they open up the sky. Who are they? Well, the ones opening up the sky, advanced intelligences. And they, sneak down disguised as humans, I guess, or float around as an orb. And these things are real, but you can get a beginner's lesson with this video, Beatlemania in America 2. And I'll have to say, we're coming to the end of the show. Yeah. Hey, it was Coleman Radio Show. But if you're listening, hey, tell your friends to listen next week, and maybe they might have something important to share on this show, because it is a call-in radio show. And yeah, tell your friends to listen next week and check out all the things I'm talking about. If you're not on Twitter, get a hashtag and go on Twitter and start finding out all this amazing information that's being shared now. And you want to find out about the future with the Galactic Confederation? That's another question that needs answering. What is the difference between the Galactic Confederation and the Galactic Federation? Well, anyhow, if you go to Google the site 2012portal.blogspot.com, you'll there's a representative known as Cobra, not the individual, just a representative of the guys, the good guys that are helping set up the event, getting us ready for the event. And you can find out a lot about what's going on out of our site, between the good guys battling the bad guys and taking back Earth in the victory of the light. Okay, it's time for us to get out of here now. Tune in next week. Tell your friends to tune in, because it's what's happening. Connect the dots. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.